Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It is Your Money Matters. John Hansen here. The good folks at Busey Bank are here as well, too. Simon Grant and Natasha Mariner. Am I saying that right, Natasha, by the way? Like a C person, a Mariner.
Yes.
There he goes. Okay. Are joining us from Busey Bank. And guys, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. So it is Financial Planning Month, Simon and Natasha. What a good opportunity for us to kind of look inward and take a look at what plan we have, or, like a lot of us, realize we don't have a plan. Natasha,
yes.
How important is it to just take stock of what you have and what you're doing? I think a lot of people don't want to do it, like going to the doctor's office, because they're afraid of what they're going to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, like anything else, the hardest is just to get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to create a plan and have a baseline that you're going to build off over time. Because you're going to have different questions as you experience life. You may be wondering how you get started in a 401k plan at your employer. You may wonder how you fund a kid's education. And then as you spend a few more years, then you're going to wonder how you yourself retire and mm-hmm. how if you have sufficiency to do so.
I think a lot of people are afraid that they've started too late. I mean, well, the stats bear that out, right? A lot of people started too late, and they really fear that. And I'm not trying to minimize that they may have some trouble catching up. But, Simon, even the people that are a little afraid to look under the hood, you got to take that look, right?
Absolutely. So time doesn't stop. So
Wait, what?
People may assume that they've started too late, but they still must start. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity to really take a look and understand their financial health and to reassess goals. And to figure out what's realistic and what they need to do today and what that will result in down the road.
Natasha, you talked about different stages of life, different things, but also like everyone's individual in terms of what they want to do, right? What should we be thinking about? I mean, like we should ascertain what we think our retirement's going to look like before we start trying to pick what number we need to reach it, right?
Well, I think you start with the basics, which is collecting information. And that is as simple as what is your income? What are your expenses? Detailing out that information, because it's important to know not only what your fixed expenses are, but what's discretionary. Because if you start to talk through this, people will have a lot of numbers for things like their mortgage payments or rent payments and car payments and all those things. And then if you're going off of a credit card, it's the other category that is the killer, right? So it's understanding what's in that other category, because it makes up quite a bit that ends up being more discretionary. And if you are feeling a little tight in what that looks like and maybe not feeling like it's going to be successful, then you got to figure out what dials you can turn to either work longer, reduce your spending, things like that. But you got to start by taking a look at what those numbers are to even understand what the roadmap is.
You mentioned those dials turned,
yeah.
And I think that spending more, spending less makes sense to people. But it's hard to calculate, well, how much is my money going to earn while I'm retired, right? And obviously, we don't know. You never know. There's no crystal ball. What inflation is going to do to that nest egg. And what our life expectancy, like all sorts of different things. Do your guys, when people sign up to be part of the wealth plan at Busey, do you guys have like algorithms and things to show people that you can like lay it out for them on a piece of paper?
Of course. That's what we have, our financial planning team.
Yeah.
Does all the input for us and boils it all down. But yes, and that comes complimentary with our wealth services. But you know, again, it's important to take a look at it. And we also suggest that we do it annually, or if there's a life event or a liquidity event. A lot of times with our business owners, it's really important to understand a transition, selling a business and then having a, you know, a lump sum of money and how that's going to play out, because it's not a paycheck anymore. And that's really debilitating for people sometimes to not have that constant flow of income.
I think a lot of us, Simon, have the 401k. Nowadays, they're automatically signing people up for that, which I think is brilliant, because when you're 22, you don't think you can sacrifice 4% of your check.
Often.
Yeah, right. I mean, that compounding interest is everything.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are kind of have wrapped their idea around what a 401k is. Do you find that a lot of people don't realize there are other tax-saving tools, there are other things out there that they can take advantage of besides just a 401k?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of the aspect of financial planning that people overlook is it's not just retirement planning. It can be things like saving for the, you know, rainy day fund, or college planning, or gifting, or philanthropy, or, you know, a topic you and I touched on very briefly a moment ago with health savings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, health insurance isn't going away anytime soon, or health expenses, I should say. Medical expenses aren't going away anytime soon.
Right.
So your ability to put money away in a bucket that's going to grow tax-free and to use that towards medical expenses, sometimes your worst enemy is you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So the ability to speak with someone who can answer those questions and uncover those opportunities can really create coordination.
Right.
And along the same lines, too, you want to be looking at the tax consequences of those things and what your income level is, too. So does it make sense for you to put it away tax, after tax,
pre-tax,
or before tax?
Yeah. Exactly.
So those are all the things that come into play as well.
All right. We've laid the foundation. I want to look into those buckets and, like you're talking about, get some baseline ideas for those things. We've got to take a break, though. More with the fine folks from Busey after a look at weather and traffic. Mayor, how are we doing out there?
Clear skies down to 64 tonight. Cloudy with chance of rain, low 55, and sunny and windy tomorrow. High getting up to 75. Still have this demonstration downtown with some police activity. Ida B. Wells shut down between Clark and Dearborn, and Rush also blocked between Grand and Ohio. An overturned car being cleared on 57 southbound at Vollmer, and also slow still on 8094, especially eastbound 294 to Broadway. Travel time on the Kennedy, 32 out to the airport, and 38 as you make your way inbound. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the Chevy Drive Chicago.com Traffic Center.
Blackhawks Live, your weekly ticket to the Madhouse on Madison. News and notes from around the NHL, as well as everything you need to know about your Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks Live, next at 7 on WGN.
A, B, C, D, C, D, C, D.
Honey, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
A, B, C, D, C, D,
Lisa, I took David to Lakeside Bank. He learned about their CDs. He's been singing ever since.
Well, Lakeside CD rates are worth singing about.
CD, CD, CD.
That's my boy.
The CDs at Lakeside Bank are great. Put your money to work today. Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When primary care is easy to access, it's easier to stay healthy. Keeping regular preventive visits in your routine is effortless when you don't have to go out of your way. This is what healthcare should look like. Accessible, personal, and intelligent. At Premise Health, they're redefining healthcare to bring it closer than ever before. On-site, at your workplace near-site, in your community, and virtually, 24/7. Ready to get started? Talk to your union leaders today about adding Premise Health as a benefit for your organization.
Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Hey, small business owner. Are you ready to have the best year ever in 2024? When's the last time you checked your workers' comp rate? For many small businesses, workers' comp insurance is one of their biggest costs. But Pi Insurance could save you up to 30% in just 3 minutes. Go to trypi.com, share a few details about your business, and get a quote that's customized for your business. No hassles or hidden fees. We know you're busy, but spending just a few minutes to check your rate could make this your best year ever. Plus, when you sign up for pay-as-you-go billing, your premium is based on your actual payroll, not an estimate. So your workers' comp audit experience is simplified. See how much you could save with Pi Insurance. Ask your agent for Pi or get a quote at trypi.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
The model year-end sales event is going on all month long at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park, and their inventory's been rebuilt with a large selection of brand new Acura models that are now in stock and available for immediate delivery, including the 2024 Acura MDX, now available with limited 3.9% financing. And with over 500 vehicles to choose from, there's something for everyone. With limited time special financing and no money down, you're sure to drive home a winner at Joe Rizza Acura. Visit RizzaAcura.com today. On select models to qualify buyers, offer expires 10/31/23.
All right, more with the fine folks from Busey Bank and their wealth management side of things. But first, it's challenging to find a good, trusted handyman or handywoman, right? Oh my God, this was me today. I was just telling Iridian, I was trying to install a light fixture, which I've done before, and it is not that hard, I didn't think. But there was something with my junction box and the thing that I was putting on, and the screws weren't long enough. And then I went to the hardware store and I got the wrong screw. It was an hour and a half of my day and drove me crazy. I swear there's a point to this story. What is it again? Okay, that's right. I should have called a handyman or handywoman to done it. That would have lessened my stress. But here's the thing. You call someone and you're like, I need to fix a ceiling fan or something. They're not going to come for that. A light fixture, they're not going to come for that. Change a lock, right? Hang up a door. These littler things are not things that usually handyman, handy women will call for these big companies. So call the Mega Pros. They're the company recommended here for decades. They will send a skilled, trusted Mega Pro to handle all of those handyman projects and more. Call 847-658-8989 or visit megapros.com. Tell them you need a Mega Pro handyman. And I'm so dumb. I should have called them today. Would have saved me so much stress. Okay, Simon Grant is here from BUC Bank and our good friend Natasha Mariner as well. We're talking to more on the wealth management sides of things. And Natasha, holistic, what does that mean for what you guys do?
It's looking at all facets of your financial situation. It includes things like insurance. So even on property casualty, do you have the best insurance for your house, for your car? Do you have an umbrella policy? A lot of people don't. It's very inexpensive. How's your tax planning, estate planning? Do you have wills and trusts? If you've got kids going off to college, do you have HIPAA releases so that you can actually get information for them if something happens?
Interesting. So I imagine a lot of people come with, like, here's what's in my IRA and here's what's in my 401k.
Right.
And you guys say, well, hold on, here's 20 other questions you need to consider.
Exactly.
That's huge, because I think a lot of people think it's only about the money, which a lot of it is, but it's about where does that money go and maybe how to protect more of it that you have right now.
Well, it's understanding, I think, a lot of, even taking a step back to understand what people's money messages are, how they feel about money, why they feel about that, the way that they do. It's about the family dynamics, because we all have them, let's be honest.
Yep.
And that's sometimes where the estate planning comes in. You might have a business owner who doesn't have a buy-sell in place, and that comes about in discovery, or a special needs child, and they haven't put their wishes in writing. Things mm-hmm. like that are really obviously critical.
Boy, this is a real look under the hood at what's going on. I have to feel like people are so scared to do that, but just like going to the doctor, not only is it important to do, but I often feel it's not as bad as people think. Like, if you've got a 401k, maybe you've got a pension, you've been pretty good about saving, you may find out you're a little ahead of the game, Natasha.
Right. And just having it all in front of you is just, again, I said earlier, is a baseline. It really helps you it crystallizes it and helps you understand it and see it so that you know where to go from there.
All right, Simon, I want to talk about HSAs. I've known for a long time what an HSA is, but I didn't really like read up on all the details and I hadn't built up one. Boy, they are really a great vehicle, aren't they?
They are. Absolutely.
You call them the holy grail of saving in the break, right? Should I not have shared that? No. Was that just between me and you?
No. They're a really unique vehicle in so much that they allow people to save money on an after-tax basis that mm-hmm. grows tax-free that they can then use for medical expenses down the road. And, you know, the definition of medical expense when you're taking those distributions can be pretty flexible. I mean, the IRS lays them out very clearly, but they're very wide.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike an FSA, a flexible, which has to be, it's a use it or lose it plan. The HSA allows you to accumulate value over time.
Right. And you can put it in money making vehicles. Now, you want to be, you know, it depends on when you're going to plan to use it. You're not going to like buy one stock with it and then ride it up and down, but you can put them into plans that grow more than just in a savings account. Although right now in savings accounts, you're doing pretty well, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. So that money can be invested in such a way that it grows for as long as you can do it. So the younger you start, the better.
Right. We were talking about different buckets like IRAs versus Roth IRAs. We've tried to cover that on the show, but I think a refresher always helps. What's the key difference between the two things I just mentioned?
You have to remember that with a regular IRA, you earn, let's say, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can then put that $1,000 into the IRA and it grows forever. Turns into a nice pool of money, but then every single dollar you take out of that bucket is taxable. It's mm-hmm. taxable income when you retire. With a Roth IRA, you earn $1,000 today, you get taxed on it today. So you don't get to put $1,000 in, you might put $800 in.
Mm-hmm.
That $800 then grows for 35 years or however long it is until you retire. And then all of that money, all the growth and the principal gets to come out tax-free. So one is tax-free now, but taxes later. The other one is taxes today, tax-free later.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I feel like a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm going to be making less in the future when I retire, so I won't be taxed as much as I am now. And perhaps that's true, but we don't know what the tax rate's going to be when you retire. It's the great unknown. And so maybe it's when you sit down with an advisor, they'll help you through that. Maybe it's a mix of both, right? Having a little bit in both buckets, Natasha. Yeah. And I imagine that's the plan, right? If you're 60, the answer is different than when you're 20.
Right, absolutely. And it changes over time, depending on your marital status, depending on your income, a lot of different life changes. And I know personally I've gone back and forth between the traditional to the Roth, back to the traditional. It just really depends when you do the tax planning, in addition, to really understand if it's going to throw you into another tax bracket, if you want that deduction in that same time period.
So if you have a Busey account, or if you don't have one, Busey.com is a good place to go. Is it about calling the local bank and say, I want wealth advice too? Like, how do you get to be a part of the team and get that advice that you guys have?
Yeah, a quick call to any one of us within the Busey organization.
Give out your cell phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do. Yeah.
Then sitting down and having a really honest, deep diving conversation where we understand the needs, wants, and wishes of people, and figure out what the pain points are. Look, many times we get to celebrate the success as well. So people work hard, and the opportunity to add that coordination and really dig deep into provide the peace of mind helps every single client that we work with.
I love that. Simon, Natasha, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Busey Bank, they'll help you out with that. And our good friend Sean Gallagher can join us this month.